So, you know, Cardiff, we have been doing The Indicator for just over a year. But, you know, during that whole time, we have never missed a Jobs Friday.
That's true. Every single month when the Bureau of Labor Statistics releases its employment report, we always do a show about it.
Except last Friday.
I know, because The Indicator was at this big economic conference in Atlanta, so we figured, like, hey, it's no big deal. It's just one jobs report. It's right after the holidays. How big of a deal could it really be to just miss it this one time?
Breaking news now with the release of the monthly jobs report.
The president called today's jobs report great.
312,000 jobs added during the month.
Oops.
You know what we've got to do, Cardiff?
Jobs Monday!
This is The Indicator. I'm Cardiff Garcia.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and we are here in, like, sub-basement C of a giant Marriott Conference Center in Atlanta with, like, 13,000 economists all around us, all staring at us.
What, just because we have a massive shotgun mic out? What's the big deal, people?
And we're yelling about jobs.
I know. And they're all talking about the jobs report, including quite a few famous economists.
And today we hear from them about the jobs report.
And Stacey, we forgot something.
Yes, we did.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Asana. Asana is work management software to help teams organize everything they do so they can focus on the work that matters most. Try Asana free for 30 days. Get started at asana.com/indicator. Support also comes from You Need a Budget. Their award-winning app and proven method have helped hundreds of thousands of people gain total control of their money, get out of debt, and save more faster. Try it free at youneedabudget.com.
So, Cardiff, at this economics conference in Atlanta, there was this panel. I mean, there were a lot of panels, but there was a major panel. It was like the power panel.
To hear from three of the most important shapers of economic policy of our era, our panelists today need no introduction, in this room at least.
It was like Beyonce, Kanye, and Taylor Swift were on a panel together.
I actually don't know where you're going with this analogy, but I dig it. I'm curious.
Ben Bernanke, after a long academic career...
Ben Beyonce Bernanke, former chairman of the Federal Reserve, steered the economy through the financial crisis, followed a few years later by...
Janet Yellen, after a similarly accomplished academic...
Janet Kanye Yellen!
Kanye? Where'd Kanye come
well,
from in this
really
analogy?
Well, he's famous.
Yeah, he's also
a good performer.
He's kind of having a weird year, though.
He's having a weird year.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yellen, though, is, of course, a former Fed chair as well. She took over the Fed after Ben Bernanke, and she happens to be the first female to chair the Fed in about time. And then finally there was...
And Jay Powell is a former Treasury official.
Jay Taylor Swift Powell, current chairman of the Federal Reserve. Behold the power panel. And, of course, you know, the first topic that comes up is...
Yeah, I mean, the jobs report.
The jobs report.
That's what we're here for.
That's why we're here, yeah.
It was a pretty stellar report. 312,000 jobs added in December, strong wage growth, and, of course, unemployment is still below 4%. And given that some other economic indicators have been signaling that maybe the economy was going to slow in 2019, this was a surprising and, yeah, really fantastic report. And then here's Jay Powell's response.
So, very strong report today.
Show a little enthusiasm,
man. That's like Fed chair speak for, like, running around the room yelling, USA! USA! I mean, it is literally part of his job to be calming and not exciting. But what Chair Powell said next was still kind of muted, but really interesting.
That's quite welcome. And also, for me at this time, does not raise, concerns about too high inflation.
Does not raise concerns about too high inflation. That seems like a weird comment to make, right? Like, we added all these jobs, but that doesn't mean I'm worried about inflation.
Yeah, but there is a reason that he immediately mentioned inflation. Economists discuss the relationship between unemployment and inflation all the time, and that relationship is often referred to as the Phillips curve. And that's this idea that if enough people are working, in other words, if unemployment is really low, then it will cause higher inflation.
So here's the idea. When employment is low, a couple of things happen. First, wages start to go up because companies are competing for workers. So then companies raise the prices of the things they sell because they have to make up for the money they're losing to higher pay. That causes higher inflation. Second, as wages go up, people have more money to buy stuff. So that also leads to rising prices.
And according to the Phillips curve, the reverse is also true. So when unemployment is really high, then inflation should be coming down, because then companies don't have to raise wages to compete for workers, because there's just more workers out there who need a job. And we got kind of a test of this starting back in the very late 1970s and early 1980s. Inflation was really high and seemed to be out of control. Prices were rising and rising and rising. And then Paul McJagger Volcker? Yeah, okay, that works. He was the head of the Federal Reserve at the time, and what Volcker did to get inflation under control was he raised interest rates all the way to 20%. By comparison, interest rates right now, short-term interest rates, are 2%. All right, so raising interest rates all the way to 20% led to a weaker economy, and unemployment went up.
Way up. It went all the way up to 10%. But inflation did come down, and ultimately the economy settled down and seemed to be on track by the early 80s.
Which brings us back to Jay Powell's comment. The unemployment rate is low right now. And in 2018, wage growth did start accelerating. And so everybody's wondering, is Chair Powell going to look at this and worry about inflation? And is he then going to keep raising interest rates to prevent inflation from spiking higher?
For me, at this time, does not raise concerns about too high inflation.
Chair Powell is saying that even though unemployment is low and wage growth is rising, it doesn't necessarily mean that higher inflation will follow. So this relationship between inflation and jobs, even though the Phillips curve predicts it, Powell's not really seeing it.
Yeah, it's less curvy. And Janet Yellen, by the way, Janet Kanye Yellen, agreed.
The linkage, so I believe that there is a linkage between slack in the labor market and product markets and inflation, but the strength of that linkage is not very great. So we have a relatively flat Phillips curve is another way of putting that.
A flat Phillips curve. So...
Dr. Bernanke, is the Phillips curve dead?
So to use a slang, economics jargon, this is an endogenous phenomenon?
Endogenous phenomenon. Exactly what I was just thinking that.
You know what? Yeah, he couldn't help himself. But also he recognized that he was dropping a jargon bomb, so that's okay.
Basically, what Bernanke's saying is that the relationship between unemployment and inflation has changed. And he says it started changing with Volcker in the late 70s.
Chairman Volcker did the three of us a big favor by bringing inflation under control and helping to anchor inflation expectations.
Basically, back when inflation was super high in the 70s, people then saw that the Federal Reserve would raise interest rates really high if it needed to bring inflation back down. And ever since then, inflation has stayed low. And because of that, people and companies right now don't think there's much of a chance that inflation will get out of the Fed's control in the future.
And here's the key. People and companies act accordingly. Because if they worried that inflation was going to be much higher in the future, they would spend more money now, while their dollar would still buy stuff. And companies would raise prices to try to get ahead of the trend. And that would contribute to inflation going higher right now.
But that's not happening. Right now, unemployment is low. And yes, wage growth is going up. But companies are not raising their prices aggressively. And what Ben Bernanke is saying is that it's precisely because of what the Fed did in the past that the link between low unemployment and high inflation is weaker than it used to be.
And it gave us flexibility, the ability to take very stimulative steps without worrying that inflation would become an immediate problem. And that's the, quote, endogenous reason why the Phillips curve is so flat.
Bernanke thinks part of the reason inflation stays in check is because of this faith in the job of Federal Reserve Chair. That faith is part of what changed the economic relationship between unemployment and prices. So economists still strongly debate whether the Phillips curve is really dead or just resting. But if it is, then it was possibly killed by the people in this room, people with this job, Fed Chair.
In other words, it's endogenous.
The Indicator is produced by Constanza Gallardo, edited by Patty Hirsch, and produced by NPR.
Human behavior doesn't always make a ton of sense, at least on the surface.
I said, would you mind if I give the dogs a little piece of cracker with some hot sauce on it and without and see what they choose?
Hidden Brain, a spicy podcast about science, psychology, and why people do what they do.